That was Tim Kasher finishing up a live in-studio session here on Radio K, Real College Radio. He and the band are playing a show tonight at the Triple Rock with Laura Stevenson. It's at 9 p.m. and it's an 18-plus show. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
And to talk about your new record, which is American Lit, and it's out on Saddle Creek. This is your second solo record. And what would you say... you get the freedom to do when you're working on a solo record instead of with a band?
Well, firstly, I think we played all four of those songs with no mistakes. I think that's a really good take for us.
No, that was absolutely fantastic.
Good job, everyone.
We just need the pressure of being live.
Yeah, I know. It felt so normal.
When we have a chance to do takes, we'll use them.
Yeah. Live really works better for us, I guess. But, so, yeah, but the adult film album, did you ask what the benefits of doing it under my own name?
Yeah.
Well, there's pluses and minuses. I did half the album with this band, and that's great. We've been touring around together, but it's also nice. It's nice that there's an old friend of mine, Nate Kinsella. I think he's just a really neat he's a neat musician. No, he's a really inspiring musician to a lot of people. And to get an opportunity to do some songs with him is something that it wouldn't be appropriate to kind of do that in when you have like a Curse of the Good Life or something like that. You know, to like ask the drummer to sit out or something like that. Stuff like that. You know, I worked. It didn't make the album, but I worked with Charles Bissell from the Wrens, and he's an old friend that I think it's just really cool to work on stuff with him.
Yeah, awesome.
Those are the great aspects of it, just to kind of be able to have that flexibility. What's weird about it is that the songs live only with me for most of the time, and then for a very short period of time, we as a band worked on songs for like 4 days, and then it was back to just me again. And so it's a little bit strange in that regard. I think you get a lot more input. I know you get a lot more input when you're actually writing an album with a band.
Right. You actually totally beat me to the punch of my next question, which was, so I guess my question was going to be about what it's like taking something that you're making with yourself and presenting it with a group. So what are those 4 days like? What would you...
Well, I did send, they heard the songs prior. I mean, I sent just so everyone was kind of ready. But it wasn't really too intensive, but just kind of... practice days, just kind of getting people up to speed, writing parts, and we had the benefit this time around of actually playing four shows, I think, which was kind of cool. I mean, it really can make a difference. So we kind of have to learn the songs, then we played those songs out for a very very right. short tour before we went to the studio. It helps a little bit anyway.
That's awesome. Yeah. And well, now you've been on this tour for quite a while. This is your last date of the tour.
We have one more after this, but yeah.
Isn't it a homecoming though?
Kind of, yeah. It's a Nebraska show. Yeah, it's a Lincoln show. Yeah, we'll see a lot of friends there.
That's rude of me. That's like I know city distance, but still, it's almost.
It practically
it's
is.
It's like
yeah.
that night you can like maybe crash your bed by the next day.
But we're driving back to Omaha that night, and yeah, a lot of friends are coming down. It really is. You're right. It's only 45 minutes away.
Oh, okay. Well, that works out. So what would you say then is, as every tour is kind of different, that that memory or vibe that you're going to come off of this particular tour?
Well, this is a dull one, but I think the tour is not dull, but this is a dull memory. but for, we haven't really talked about it yet, but for being out for 6.5 weeks, I think it was, or something like that, it's 38 shows with a day off every week, practically, and nobody got sick. I mean, everyone was healthy the entire time. That's like really rare.
Oh no, I wouldn't say. Yeah, that's definitely not dull. That's probably unprecedented. Maybe. Yeah.
It's kept morale up. I think it's really kept up morale because no one had to be really bummed out and have to go through. Because you get sick on tour and you're out for like a week and you have like a week of crappy shows and
exactly, mm-hmm. and then you have to heal in that one single day.
Yeah.
And my final question is also about morale because I looked at your Twitter. Actually. I suppose this is the radio. You could, one could plug their Twitter hypothetically. What's the handle for that?
Tim Kasher.
All right. If one were interested in following, which they should, it's a good Twitter. Because,
No.
Because I want to
unfollow.
Okay. I'll just ask. I read a tweet earlier today referencing the Triple Rock and Laura Stevenson and saying, "Tonight we eat tater tots." So what I really want to know is, did you get the tater tots?
Tonight we will.
You're going to.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many
tater tots?
Do you love tater tots?
They're my favorite fried potato product.
Fantastic. I hope all the listeners carry that in their heart. I really hope it doesn't start that effect that like hair metal bands did where like they mentioned their favorite candy, or no, it was boy bands too, and then like people throw candy on stage.
Oh no, I don't want tater tots thrown at us.
No, absolutely. It's like you could pick something hard and that would be awful, but picking something that soft is also just problematic. But all right, I guess that's all I have. Do you have anything else to say besides don't throw tater tots at you?
No, that works for me for sure. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Once again, Tim Kasher and the band are playing tonight at the Triple Rock, 9 p.m. It's an 18-plus show. Laura Stevenson is opening, and they just released the album Adult Film out on Saddle Creek, and that will certainly be available tonight at the show. So thanks for coming in, and now back to more new music here on Radio K, Real College Radio.